Today, what our objectives are to describe factors which can contribute to vulnerability of workers, to identify a number of challenges that we've faced in studying vulnerable workers, and also to recognize a variety of research approaches, including opportunities to involve workers and communities in reaching these populations. I want y'all to take a step back. We've talked a lot this week at this meeting about vulnerability and to think about what vulnerability really is. It's an adjective meaning open to attack or damage. And vulnerable workers in the U.S. are described as special populations, and they're often defined based on their personal attributes or age, or such as age or ethnicity. So we talk about old or young workers, we talk about immigrant workers, we talk about minorities. And certainly, not speaking the language of your coworkers or having age-related infirmities or inexperience can contribute to health and safety problems, and I'm not suggesting otherwise. But vulnerability is often created by inequitable power structures in regard to access, benefits, and resources. And so we believe that our focus should not be on who is vulnerable, but rather on why people are vulnerable. As all of you who are involved in occupational health and safety know, the documentation of hazards in the workplace and their proposed remedies has the potential to adversely affect the profit margin of business. And this creates tension between employers and workers' rights, which will be felt most acutely by the most vulnerable of workers. Much of U.S. industry is dependent on cheap labor that's often acquired through hiring disadvantaged workers who are more likely to accept poorer work conditions, lower wages, and are less likely to complain or organize. But it's also important for us to remember that vulnerability is relative, and as the divide between haves and have-nots in the U.S. changes, there are going to be shifting sands of vulnerability as well. So what we want to do today is share with you five presentations. The first will be about health-related quality of life among African-American women in low-wage jobs in rural North Carolina, which will be presented by Claire Lukendorf from the University of North Carolina. The second is on work hazard assessment among university housekeepers, which will be presented by Lisa Pompey from the University of Texas, Houston. The third is on work organization factors associated with musculoskeletal injury among nurses aides at a large tertiary care center, presented by Ashley Shanefish from Duke University. And the fourth will be evaluation of a participatory health and safety intervention with Latino immigrant construction workers, which will be presented by Betsy Marshall from Rutgers. And I'll present the last one, which will be on factors influencing vulnerability of construction apprentices. And I'm Hester Lipscomb from Duke University. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get started.